The four amas of a person, there's such a kinyan of dalad amas. Four amas around where you are, it's like your chutzur, and whatever falls in there is kona to you. Rashi says, "Koines loy em yesh shviboy is davar hefker einachin rishon l'toyfsay." If around your dalad amas there's a davar hefker, automatically it belongs to you, and someone else cannot take it away. Now, my time, what's this reason? This is like a tchon of the rabbanon. Like, really, it's not your chutz, so you don't own this property. So how come we say dalad amas around you is your property? My time at kinyan rabbanon, the lo yosu liansuyi, the people should not come to fight. I guess if there be a mitzvah right around you, and if it's not yours, someone else come and grab it away from you, so you'll come to have fights. So in order not to have fights, therefore we say you have a kinyan. Now, Omar Abaya says, Moisir Reb Chir Ba Yosef Peya. That Reb Chir Ba Yosef had a kasha on this halacha from halacha of Peya. Omar Rava said that Moisir Reb Yaakov by reading Nizokin. That Reb Yaakov really had a question on this cloud from halacha and Nizokin. Now, Omar will soon explain what these two questions are. Omar Abaya says that Moisir Reb Chir Ba Yosef Peya. But here we have to ask the question of this cloud, if you say Dalad Amash Aladim, is Koinoloi, I have the cash from Allah of Teya. It says what? There's a Mishnah in Teya that says, Nota Mixas Teya. If somebody in Oni were to collect Teya, the leftover crap at the end of the field, and he took a little bit of it, Vizorek Halashar, and the little bit that he picked up, he threw on the rest of the Teya. In other words, he wanted to be Koinoloi to own the rest of the Teya. He didn't have a time to make a Kenyan on it, so he just threw what he picked up on the rest of it. So Lachur is Ainloi Boklum, he has nothing on it. But that's not called a kinyan. Again, not for loyal leo. Let's say he fell on top of the peya, or else poros talisi leo, or else he spread his talus over the peya. Is again maviru noisei menu. We take it away from him. Again, that's not called a kinyan. It means nothing. V'chein b'yoyim shichur. The same thing applies by oyim shichur also. Even though he falls on top of it, or he throws something on top of it, it means nothing. And therefore, whoever comes and takes it has a right to take it. Now the question is, v'yarmit, if you're going to tell me the way. Resh Lakish said over the name of Rav Abba Kain Bradlo, V'yamrit Arba Amos, Shalodim Kainis Lebechamokam, so wherever you are. It's a question if this applies to Rosh Hashanah also. Some say it's only the Simta. The kids say if you're in a Simta like a semi Rosh Hashanah, if you're telling me now Bechamokam, that there's a kinyan dalad amos wherever you are, the four amos around you, is coming to you. If so, Nitnu lo Arba Amos today? And so here, when the person fell on top of the peya, why do we say he's not kind of the peya? How can we take it away from him if he fell there? So the dalad amas around him should be a chotzer for him. So whatever is in those dalad amas should automatically belong to him. So we're interested in my asking on the loyal meyachni. But they hear it different because here he did not speak out and say that he wants the chotzer to be kind of him. He didn't say I want my dalad amas to be kind of to me. But the Gemara asked, so what? The Gemara asked the question though. The tikkun rabbonin, but rabbonin made such a takana that there's a cloud of dalad amas is like your chotzer, ki lo yoma my heve. Even if you don't say the chotzer should be kana for you, by itself is kana. That's the cloud of chotzer. If you have a chotzer, if a mitzvah falls into your chotzer, we say automatically there's a kinyan chotzer. A chotzer is like your yad, like your shliach. We'll see later on, but there's a kinyan chotzer, even though you don't speak out and say the chotzer should be kana to you. So Marcel still not here different. I tell you here, Kivun de Nofal, since this person fell on top of the Peyon, Goli Daite, the person is showing the clue that in his mind, the Benefila Nichele de Nikne. But the Arbamas of Nichele de Nikne, he only wants to have that to be kernel with his Kinyan of Fila. And Ibadavka does not want the Kinyan of Dalaramas. Therefore, since really Dalaramas is not your Chotzer, it's only the Rabboni gave it to you. The Rabboni gave it to you if you want it. But if you're showing us that you don't want it, then there's no Kinyan Dalaramas. That's the pshat, since you fall on top of the Teya, you're showing us that you want to kinyan with Nefila, not the Teres Takas Chachamim, like Rashi says, T'loi Niskavim Liknas the Teres Takas Chachamim, K'savash Nefila Osoi Yofaloi, because you think by fooling Ralim is better. So therefore, the Rabbanon did not give you here the kinyan Dalaram. Nothing more says, Rapapa says, Kit Kinyalei Rabbanon Abamis, another Teres. When did the Rabbanon give you a kinyan of Dalaramis? The Alma, there's only other places. But the Sodadel Bala Bayat let Kinyan Rabbanan. The Rabbanan did not give you Kinyan Dal Ramis in somebody else's property. He only gave it to you, like Rashi says, Kugurim Besimta. Shu Rishus Lecholodim. It's like semi private property. Like Rishus Rabbin, or else Rishus Rabbin itself, or one man the Yama. Like the city Rishus Rabbin. Vihepkul Rabbin. If it's a place that you have a right to put down your things to be there, then we say the Rabbanan gave you Dal Ramis there. But in somebody else's private property, there the Rabbanan did not give you any Kinyan Dal Ramis.
So the law of Peir is you go down to a Balabas Sada and you have to go there and take it. So in somebody else's field, there you do not have any Kenyan Balarams. Therefore it says if you fall down, you didn't make a Maisa Kenyan, therefore there's no Kenyan. Now, the Yafagab the Zochalei Rachmona de Gavei, even though the Torah gave you Kenyan, but I tell you, even though the Torah gave you right to the Oni, the Torah gave the right to the Oni to walk into the Balabas's field to take Peir, but I tell you, when did the Torah give you permission? Lahaluchibo, only to walk through the field to take the Peir. But Velinkut, Lahaluchibo, Velinkute Peir, to walk through the field and collect the Peir. But Lamehevi Chatzerai, Zochle Rachmona, but that somebody else's property should be like your property, that the Torah, that Rabbanin, did not give you. Now the Gemara said that Omar Rovo, Moise Rav Yaakov Baridi Nizikin. Rav Yaakov Aridi had a question on this from Aloch Nizikin. It says, now Mishnah, Roes Ametzia. But not for lo yolef, you saw Ametzia and you fell on top of it. Uboach Avehechzikbo, and somebody else comes and grabs a hold of it. Zeshechzikbo Zochabo, the second one that grabs a hold of it is kind of Ametzia. But the question is why? The first one fell on top of it. So, V'yamrit, you're going to tell me, like with Shlokish, that Arba Amishalodim, Kainas Lebuchal Mokom, and this is Brishos, this is in the Simta, in the Shosar Abim. See if you can tell me now, wherever you are on a public property, the Dalar Amis around you is like Yachot says, Kainas for you. So, Nikni Layab Amis today. So, the first person that went there first, what do I care? He fell on top of the Mitzvah, but he was there first. So, the Dalar Amis should be Kainas for him first. So, why do we say the second person has the right to take it away? So the Marintis, Hochab and Mayaskin, what's talking about over here, the Loyama Yakne, the person did not speak out clearly, he wants the Chotzer, these Dalarams, to be kind of him. The Gemara asks again, but so what? The Tikkun Rabbonin. But if Rabbonin made such a con of the Dalarams as your Kenyan, Ki Loyama may have it, even if he didn't say it, so what? It's still a Kenyan, Chotzer is still kind of you, even though you don't speak out Kenyan. So the Marintis here is different. Ki Yivun did not fall away, since Hila Maisi, you fell on top of the Messiah. Is Goli Daiti showing us clearly that your mind is to be Nefila Nichele de Nikne. You're only about to be kind with Nefila. The Arba Amis le Nichele de Nikne. You do not have any doubt to be kind with Dalar Amis. That's what we said before. Well, you do not want the king of Dalar Amis, the Rabbana did not give it to you by force. Now, Rosh Hashanah says, Keep Kin Rabbana in Besimta. When did Rabbana give a person that Dalar Amis around you? Is a chutz of you to be kind of mitzvah that falls there only besimta? That's like a semi rishus rabbin. That's like a street, like a mavui, a simta. The leidachki rabbin that people don't walk there so much. It's not so full. It's not such a big rush there. But rishus rabbin, the kodachki rabbin, but in rishus rabbin itself, in the main public place that everybody's pushing is going through there, they are tailored kinyan rabbanon. The rabbanon did not make the kinyan of Dalar Amis. If our Mishnah by Ruah Mitzvah, maybe it's talking about in the Rishus Rabbim, in the Rishus Rabbim, there's no Kinyan Dalarams. And Rashi explains, Loi Tikun Le Rabbonin, Shere'en Li Yodim Shom Dalarams Mechedis, Shahar Be Chaverim Yesh Le Betoich Yon Demetzloi. Like in the Rishus Rabbim, that people are crowded there and they're pushing around, you can't say Dalarams around you belongs to you, because somebody's right next to you. So we don't have any Dalarams that is yours. It's all together. So therefore, Rishus Rabbim, there's no Kinyan Dalarams. That's why now Mishnah, by the Mitzvah, even though you fell on top of it, you were there first, but since you did not make a nice Kenyan, you won't have the Kenyan. But the Gemara, or B'chol Mokum Komar, Arvash Lokas said over, it says, Dalaram Shalom Karmus Loi, B'chol Mokum, Mash, many place. So when it says, Kol Mokum Latsu Yasidu Rishus Rabin. Kol Mokum just comes to include not only a Simta, but even the side of Rishus Rabin also. But then Echnami, in Rishus Rabin itself, there will not be any Kenyan Dalarams. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding Daf Yud Amid Beis. And a little above than half down. Again, V'yomer Resh Lakish Mishum Abba Kain Bradlo. Resh Lakish said over the name of Abba Kain Bradlo that Ketana, a young girl, under 12, is Ein Lo Chotzer. She does not have a Kinyin Chotzer. We'll soon see Nageya. If her husband wants to give her a get, so he can't put it into a Chotzer. And V'ein lo arba amis. Secondly, she does not have this kinyan midrabanin of dalar amis either. The Rashi says, "Ktanein lechotzer im zorek lo bay lo get." The toich hatzer, if a husband throws the get into a chotzer, lo konsul lechatzer lezgarish boy. She doesn't have a kinyan chotzer. The same thing is she's standing in Mishus Rabim, and the husband throws the get into a dalar amis, so she's not migreshes. And Rashi says, "V'yaf agav de gedola migreshes," even though by gedola there is a get.
Kiratnan, like we learned the Mishnah in Gittin, Hazara Getli Ishtoi Batech Beisai, Ros Hoysam Ezra Shusrav Mazokla Korv Law, Negreshes, but that's only by Gedoyla, not by Ketana. By Ketana, she doesn't have these two kinyonim. That's what Rosh Laka says. However, Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yana Yomar, no, that Yeshla Chotzer, Vyeshla Arba Amas, she has both kinyonim. She has the kinyon Chotzer, and therefore if you throw a get into her Chotzer, the get is Chal, the same thing if you throw Pashus Rabbin into her Dalar Amas, the Rabbanan gave her this kinyon of Dalar Amas. So exactly how does the kinyon Dalar Amas help for Gittin? We know that Gittin is Midiraisa, and the Chur Dalar Amas is on Midirabonin, so there's a Chur Shal in the Gemara Gittin there, exactly how the kinyon works. Some learn that once the Rabbanan gave you the kinyon, so Mela now is considered like it says Midiraisa, therefore it's called a Chotzer. Some learn that it says, called the Mekazah, the Rabbanan Mekadish, Rakol Ponim, the Gittin helps in this kinyon of Dalar Amas. So here it's a Machloikas, does the Ketana have the kinyon of Dalar Amas or not? So Mer says, the Maika Miflagi, what's the Machlekes Rosh Lakish and Rabbi Yechanan over here? So I tell you, Masa v'chotzer mishum yodis Rabbi. Rabbi Yechanan holds that chotzer is midin yad, and therefore kihecha the yistlo yad, the same way she has the yad, even midiraisa, to accept her own get, like in the case when she was a katana, that her father married her off, that the Kedushin is chal midiraisa, and the husband is a bardas, is a godel, if the god, if the husband puts the get into her hand, into her yad, she's Megareshes. That's Midiraisa. So if so, we hold Chotzer is also Mitam Yad, so the same way that a Ketana has a yad, who are doing Chotzer Nami Yislei? Umasav Rosh Lakish holds now that Chotzer Mishum Shlichus is Rabbi. Chotzer works like a Chotzer is like your Shliach. Your property is like your Shliach. Therefore, the Chihecha, the Shlichus less law, just law. Therefore, Chotzer Nami less law. The same thing, a Ketana does not have a kinyan chotzer. That we know in the Pasha of Shlichus, it says Ish, that only an Ish, a Godel, can make a Shlich, and not a Ketana. The Rashi says, Mishum Shlichus is Rabboi, Midribi Rachmona Shlichus Liyodim Ketania Vesholach Malamet Shis Oish Shlich. It's only a Godel, not a Kotin. So the same way she doesn't have Shlichus, the same way she can't, her chotzer is not Konifer. That's the Smachlaikis. Freddy Gemara, Miiko, Mandi Yom Achotzer Mishum Shlichus is Rabboi. Is there anybody that could hold? Like, is it true that Rosh Lakish holds that Chotzer is Misham Shlichus? In other words, how is a Chotzer kona for you? Because it's like your Shliach. I have what Tanya we learned like this. In the Pasha of a Ganef, we learned Biyodai. It's only if the Ganef takes something and holds it in his hand. He has it Biyodai. So, Ein Liyel Liyodai. Gagoy Chatzer of a Kafifu Minayin. How do we know if a Ganef takes something and he throws it into his Gag on top of his roof? On top of his chotzer, or kafif is also an open yard. So how do we know when he puts something in his own property? And like Rashi says, v'noah b'foneha, and he closes the door now, l'gneva, l'goinva, to make a ma'aseh gneva, shuchayif, that the chotzer is konerit for him, that he becomes the ganef, because of his kinyan chotzer. Talmud Leima, this the pasuk says, he motzei mikol mokum. Any place we find it by the ganef, he becomes the ganef. So the kitzur is a riba akruah that a chotzer could help out a ganef to make his kinyan geneva. Now, the sakadat, if you're going to tell me, like what Shlokish learns, that chotzer is mishum shlichus as rabbi, that chotzer only works because your chotzer, your property, is like your shliach to be kind of for you. If so, imkein, if so, matzino shliach ledvar aveira. If you tell me now in the Pasha of Geneva there's a Chiddush that your the Ganev's Chotzer is kind of the Geneva for him, so if so, his Chotzer is a Shliach for him to make the Geneva. So we'll find Shlichus L'Dvar Aveira. And we know the Kaimelon, we hold not like that, we hold Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. We know the Klal is you can't make a Shliach to do a Dvar Aveira. So Chorot HaKasha, how could a Chotzer be Mitam Shlichus? So Gemara says, "Om Ravina." Ravina answers like this: "Hey, Chaim, Rina, the Ein Shliach of the Bar Avera. When do we say this klal that you can't appoint a Shliach to do an Avera for you? Hey, the Shliach Bar Chiyuvu. Only if the Shliach himself is a Bar Chiyuvu, the Shliach himself is going to be over the Yissa." Rashi says, "Shafu Muzer Aladover. The Shliach also has a law not to do this thing. Hosam, there we say Potter Hashaleach." There we say the one that's sending him is Potter. Why? The Amrinullah, because there the Shaleach, the one that's sending, says to the Shliach, listen, Divri Harava, Divri Talma, Divri Mishoimim, Plehoyu Lelasais, you shouldn't have listened to me. So therefore, that's not called the Shlichus. Avo Bechotza, but over here, when the Ganef has his own property, that is property is going to make a kinyan for him, the Lav Barach Yuvahu, the Chotzer is not over in Avera, there's no Lav to the Chotzer, so therefore, Mechayiv Sholchai, like in such a case, the Meshaleach is Chayiv. Therefore, true Chotzer is Metav Shlichus, and the Shlichus can help even by Geneva, because the Chotzer is not a Barach Yuva, therefore the Shlichus takes place. For the Gemara Ella Meyativ, so Akasha on Ravina, Ha'imeli Isha v'Yevet. If somebody goes over to a married lady, to a wife, to somebody's wife, or goes over to an Evet Kanani, and he tells them, "Say Gonvali, go and steal for me." If so, the Lad v'Nechi Yuvininu, that they themselves, if they steal, they don't have to pay back. They're paying the father from paying back. So Ochanami, in such a case, the Mechayiv Sholchan. In such a case, the person that appointed this lady for a shliach, or appointed the Evet for shliach, that the Meshaleach would be Chayiv. Like according to your Ravina, in this case, you want to say, you would say Shliach Dvar Avera. Like in Sfar, of course, you would not say it. So Gemarion says, no, I'll tell you here, he agrees. Or Mato, I'll tell you, Isha v'yeved b'nei chiyuvininu. Of course, a regular Isha and even an Eved is also considered b'nei chiyuvi. That when they make the Geneva, really they have to pay. They're in the Lav, not the steal. But v'hashtu miyu, less l'lishlumei. The reason why the Mishnah says in Baba Kama that they're potter is because right now they don't have any money. Because whatever they own belongs to the husband, belongs to the master. Therefore, they're potter from paying. But like the Tanan, like we learned though, Nizgar Shisha, let's say later the lady gets a get, or else Nishtachar Evet, the Evet becomes freed, and then Echavami, then Chayov L'Shalem, then the Avachi have to pay back for the Gneva they did before. So the kids are an Isha and an Evet is called a Bar Chiyuva, therefore, of course, even Ravina would agree that it's Ein Shlich Dvar Avera. It's only a case so far, the Chotzer, that a Chotzer is not called a Bar Chiyuva, therefore by a Chotzer we say Shlichus, even a Dvar Avera. This is Ravina's Teretz. Now Rav Sam Amar, Rav Sam says another Yisoid. That hey, Chuy Amrinan, when do I say the Klal? Of Ein Shlich Dvar Avera, that if you send a Shlich to do an Avera for you, you're Potter, just the Shlich is Chayiv. I tell you, heicho, di boy yovid, vi boy lo yovid, where the shliach has a choice in the matter. If he wants to, he could. If he wants to, he doesn't have to do it. There we say, ein shliach dvar avera. Avachotzer. But here the halacha of a chotzer, if the ganav owns property, if something falls into the property, if he wants to be kinda, that the chotzer is kinda for you, the bar korche. It's kind of for you about Korche. There's no choice in the matter. It's not the fact that the Chotzer doesn't want to. You won't have the Kinyan. Since the Kinyan comes about Korche, here we say, Yesh Shlich the Barver. In other words, it's not a regular Shlichus. It's only a Shlichus that the Shlich could do it and could not do it. So then we say, with Barver, he can't do it. He has a choice like in the matter. But over here, where it's a Chotzer, there's no choice. Therefore, we say, Yesh Shlich the Barver.
Again, the Gemara says, Loshen, Avo Chotzer, the Bal Korche, Moisiv Bo. But the Kinyan Chotzer helps by force, that in other words, the Ganav gets it, the Chotzer itself has no choice in the matter, Mechayev Sholchai, then there is a parasha of Shlichus Advar there. Now the Gemara says, my Benayu, what's the difference between these two Terutzim, between Ravina and Rav Sama? So Gemara says, yes, Ike Benayu, there's a difference, Koyhein, the Omalei Yisrael. What's going to be if a Koyhein tells another Yisrael to make him a Shliach, say the Kaddish Li Ishigrusha. The Kohen makes the Yisrael a Shliach to make Kedushin to marry a Gerusha for him. Now for the Kohen, it's an Avera. It's a laugh. A Kohen can't marry a Gerusha. But for this Yisrael, the Shliach is doing it, he's not a Bar Chiyuvei. There's no risk of him to marry a Gerusha. So therefore, according to the first Teretz, according to Ravina, we would say Yesh Shliach the Dvar Avera over here. Because the Shliach is not a Bar Chiyuvei. But according to Rav Sama, that's totally if he could do it or can't do it, here also it's up to him. If he doesn't want to, he doesn't have to do it. So we would say, Ein Shlich L'Dvar Avera. In Amios, another difference would be, Ish Diyoma L'Alisha. If a man tells a lady, Ak Fuli Kotin, like give my kid a haircut, and like Hakofa, be over the lab of Hakofa, cut off his payas. So now, Anisha, she's not in this lab of Hakofa. There's no Issa for Anisha to cut off her payas. So therefore she's not called the Bar Chiyuvei.